WHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. The COVID-related Title 42 rules that made it easier to deport many asylum-seeking migrants expired an hour ago. A Biden plan to release migrants more quickly when Border Patrol holding stations are full, that is now on hold on a late Thursday night order from a federal judge in Florida. From the border, CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Here in Brownsville, Texas, migrants are dropped off by U.S. Border Patrol officials at this bus station. They're given a meal, clothing, and limited guidance. But still, so many confused about the legal path forward.
The Biden administration acknowledges the next few weeks will likely be challenging.
It is going to take a period of time for our approach to actually gain traction and show results.
U.S. officials have also increased deportation flights with the aim of curbing an increasing number of border crossings. Nicole Skanga, CBS News, Brownsville, Texas.
A bit further north, severe storms moved across Oklahoma. Rain, hail, tornado clouds. KWTV storm tracker Hank Brown found himself right in the path of a twister.
We're probably taking 80, 90 mile an hour. We've got some debris. Oh, I got debris in the air. Oh, it's on top of it. It's filming. We've got debris in the air right here.
Much of central and southern Oklahoma has been under a tornado warning. Late word, federal authorities saying they've captured one of two inmates who escaped from a prison in Philadelphia. After about 3 years, the federal COVID public health emergency is over. CBS's Alexander Tin looks at some of what that means.
One of the biggest changes directly tied to the emergency is the end of the requirement that insurance companies cover at-home COVID tests. The CDC will also be getting less data to track spread of the virus, now tying its recommendations entirely to transient hospitalizations. Other changes not directly tied to the public health emergency have already been underway. For example, thanks to Congress, agencies have been unwinding measures that kept people on Medicaid and boosted food stamp benefits. Vaccines and treatments remain free for now out of the federal stockpile, though that is also expected to go to the regular market later this year.
With the Biden administration warning of major economic risks with the default of the nation's debt in about a month and a half, and with Republicans demanding steep spending cuts in order to prevent that.
Growing number of Democrats saying maybe the president just unilaterally tests the law, invokes the 14th Amendment, and unilaterally raises the debt ceiling without Congress doing so. It would be unprecedented, it would be unpredictable, but it would give not only President Biden leverage, but it might help avert some of the damage to the economy.
Congressional correspondent Scott McFarlane. U.S. market futures are slightly higher. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
If you have certain chronic conditions, such as heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older,
52,
36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fri-yays with WFHR.HiveOpDeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more.
This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business.
This week's deal is from Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe. Get a $50 gift card for just $25. That's right, $50 for just $25. From sweet treats to five-star Italian beefs. Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe in Adams Friendship.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.HiveOpDeal.com.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know.
Adams County will hold a special Solid Waste Committee meeting on Friday, May 12th, from 2 to 4 at Adams County Solid Waste and Recycling. They will discuss the bid submitted for the Cell 6 construction project and decide what action will be taken. The premiere of the 2023 Celebrate Red Art exhibit is tonight at Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. You can meet the artists this evening from 5:30 to 7:30 and view cranberry-related art plus other interesting subjects inspired by the color red. There's no admission fee to the event tonight at 2651 8th Street South. The Republican Party of Wood County is hosting a membership drive for young folks. It's at Robinson Park in Wisconsin Rapids on May 22nd, starting at 5:30 p.m. The representative from UWSP Young Republicans will be there, as well as Representative Scott Krug. They will have refreshments available. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies overnight with a low of 57. Winds out of the southeast around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers. Highs around 74. Lows around 55. Tomorrow night, overcast. Cloudy skies Saturday with highs in the low 70s. Chance for scattered showers Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 67.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station. Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213. Or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fri-yays with WFHR.HiveHopDeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business.
This week's deal is from Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe. Get a $50 gift card for just $25. That's right, $50 for just $25. From sweet treats to five-star Italian beefs. Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe in Adams Friendship.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.HiveHopDeal.com.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Lions Clubs and our surrounding area come together to donate annually to a district project. This year, the Wisconsin Rapids Lionesses were selected to choose a local project to receive the group donation. They selected the Wood County Critical Incident Stress Management Team. Clubs from Wisconsin Rapids, Grand Rapids, Nakusa, Port Edwards, Rudolph, and the Wisconsin Rapids Lionesses donated a total of $1,800 for the CISM team. This team supports the first responders within Wood County. They provide much-needed support following stressful responses to critical incidents within our county. Hobby Lobby may soon be opening in Stevens Point. The Stevens Point Journal reports the former Cops building on US 10 will be converted into a Hobby Lobby store. The crafting and art supply store plans to open in January of 2024. There will likely be a second tenant in the other part of the building, but no business has yet been named. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies overnight with a low of 57. Winds out of the southeast around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers. Highs around 74. Lows around 55. Tomorrow night, overcast. Cloudy skies Saturday with highs in the low 70s. Chance for scattered showers Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 67.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.